Okay. Call this meeting to order at 5:30. All right. So, approval. Okay. Yeah. Approval of minutes from last month. They were on, I don't even know if I need to say this anymore. It's digitized. They're available on our website for you to look at if you want to. And it's a transcribe, so there's really no need to approve it anymore. Okay. It really isn't. Oh. There's nothing you can argue with. It's transcribed. So. quick announcement before we get started. We've made arrangements with Max Catering. We all go out. We've been going out to dinner after this quite a bit. We've been doing like Milltown or Drafters a couple times. But we called Max today. They normally close at 8 p.m., but because they know we're coming, they're willing to stay open later for us. So we're going to try to wrap up as quickly as we can and get there so everybody knows.
We've been doing this to support the local businesses.
Right.
That's how we started.
It
was support city.
Has everybody signed in and put their business card in the box?
I have.
And
you don't have to wait while I sign.
Okay. Hi, Ann, by the way. It's nice to see you.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Twice today now. I didn't get to talk to you this morning, but.
No, I see you, though.
Okay, so we're going to start with 45-second business pitches.
Ready to go.
Matt, you're up.
Oh, man.
You got your timer going, Brian?
Hey, everybody. Matt Pollard, the Wine Underground Sign Shop here in Charlton, Mass. Your one-stop shop for all your signage needs. There's a cool new thing on today. It's called an NFC tag. It is attached to the shirt. So you ever get in a conversation with somebody, and you hand them your business card, and you go to the host it. But, you know, you talk about what you do, and you can tell that they really don't get the gist of what you do. You say, hey, check out my website, and you know they're just not going to check out your website. That conversation has basically just ended there and move on with your life. Well, what you can do is, these shirts have an NFC tag in it, which is linked to your website. So if you're wearing a shirt, all you say is, hey, you know, tap your phone on my shirt, and your website pulls up. Boom. Now you can continue on the conversation. Now they can see what you actually do. And, you know, you can go further from there, kind of thing like that. Just new technology. I'm always looking at newer stuff to help my customers get, you know, their name out there. You know, my job is to make you famous, so I do my best to do so. Thank you. Whoa.
So we can buy those for shirts from you.
Yes.
And
nice.
Does that say Vinyl Underground?
No. Yes, you can.
Celeste, you're up.
Hi, I'm Celeste Nelson from Girardi Insurance Services. I'm your claims person. I can help you to direct you to the right people to write your policies. Thinking about everything that's going on catastrophically right now, claims companies are crazy. They're insane. They cannot keep up. So if you need any help through Girardi Insurance, give me a call. So
I'm
over at 8:16. Good money.
Awesome.
David Delphi, back hometown. We're here in North Carolina. What we have going on right now, we have a 9-month CD promotion going on for 5% interest if you have a checking account with us. So it's a pretty good way to make some money right now. So it's not that long of a term, only 9 months. So put it away and make some money. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, David. All right, let's just double back here and get Chris and Gary. And you guys need to sign in and put your business cards in the box. But go ahead and do your commercial.
Good evening. I'm Chris Nelson, owner of System Solutions of New England LLC. We handle all your computer network needs. We do backup for all your data. We have antivirus. That's a business grade antivirus that's at a good price. We do everything as far as your Again, your computer or running your computer on a network, business, commercial, we take care of it. Chris Nelson, System Solutions, your trusted business technology partner. Thank you.
Jeez, everybody's got a
Gary.
Nice
phrase. Thank you.
Wow, Gary Kettle, owner of Stumping On. Do you have any stumps?
Phil, you're up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Canastrosky with Sight and Sound Tech Solutions. Yes, it was a hot day in a hot church. Anyway, church is a good place to be, but the church was just really hot.
That sounds like a different place.
Anyway, we do Wi-Fi, internet, audio, video, anything audio, video, home theater, security cameras, surveillance systems, smart home, doorbells, all you know, smart thermostats, anything that you need, almost anything that you need, we can do. Give us a chance. You do a great work, great job, and glad to help you with your internet. For all the tech that you don't get, call me.
Perfect timing, so maximize your time. Bethany.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Bethany Tarnover. I'm the owner of Liquidation Lady. We're located at 40 River Street in the Old Mill Building, Tower 3, second floor. Our hours are Thursday and Friday, 12 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 5, and the rest of the week is by appointment. You can view some of the items that we have via our Facebook Marketplace group page.
Allie, Nick.
I have a coffee at the sound of the other room.
Okay.
I'm Allie with Allie Dack and Pugiani Consulting. I am here for all of your business needs. Whether you're just looking for some simple advice, strategic designs, or how to grow, I'm the girl you call.
Awesome, thank you. Stephanie.
Hey everyone. My name is Stephanie and I own SP Digital Services. I'm actually presenting, so it'll be a little bit more detailed. But I help attract clients in the right way at the right time to maximize your capital. Thank you.
Hi, Eva.
Hi, sorry.
It's all right.
I'm coming from an appointment.
Sign in, put your business card in when you get a chance. Kim, you're up.
My name is Kimberly Hashi. I'm owner of Simply Soaps. We usually find us at the farmers markets in Putnam. We do cold-processed homemade soap from scratch with coconut oil and olive oil. We do bath bombs, lip balms, beard oil, and usually out in the community all the time. Love what I do, and hope I can help other people with their needs.
Thank you. And?
I think I'm speaking later, right? So
yeah.
I can take a minute. I'm Ann Miller-Fatigue. I think I know most of you, and we're your grassroots social service organization serving Putnam, Thompson, Woodstock, and Montrose.
Tara?
Tara Penn, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Thompson. Really here for you guys rather than as a member of the Thompson Business Association. Always happy to answer questions. I have a lot of updates today, so I'll hold most of that, but you all know where to find me.
Okay, and then Eva. Did we miss anybody else? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, Eva Marie Roberts. I think you guys know me. I'm from Chase Building Supply. I'm your helpful pink lady. From what color to do, or what's happening and going wrong, or any of those things that have to do with paint or stain on your girl.
Okay, Brian.
Brian Lucino, I'm here for you. Somebody already said that. I chair our Economic Development Commission. I own BTech Services, but if anybody wants a job, I've been attempting not to work. And I think I'm good for now.
Okay.
Sandy?
Hi, I'm Sandy with Carrigan Tax Service, the treasurer of the Business Association. I usually say that I have way too much work to do, so I don't ask for work, but I hire a bookkeeper part-time, not just seasonal, full all year long. So if anybody is a mess with their bookkeeping, does nothing but like give their accountant a big stack of receipts. Like, yeah, Phil, no, you don't do that. Yes, so I have somebody full-time that can get you in order, get you ready for like an audit, get you ready for like getting a loan from the bank. It's hard for a self-employed person to get a mortgage or another kind of loan because they don't have a W-2 form or the typical paperwork to show the bank. So I can put together a signed profit and loss or a business analysis to present to the bank. So if you need anything like that, let me know.
Jody?
Hi, I'm Jody Erickson, owner of Your Page Today, LLC. I'm your custom website designer of the group. I custom design and develop websites. I optimize them to search visibility. And I provide ongoing support and maintenance and security. So if you need anyone like that, give me a call. YourPageToday.com. We're always on the same page.
All right. My name is Dan Bennett. I'm the owner of BBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you love to be in. I've been talking about this a lot lately, but I passed out the brochures, so you have them now. It breaks down the steps of how we capture the existing conditions of your bathroom or kitchen or whatever we're going to renovate. We upload those into our supercomputer and then renovate them in there and then create photorealistic 3D renderings and now virtual walkthroughs where I'm actually going to put your VR headset on and you'll walk through your new kitchen or bathroom before you ever have to buy it. So if there's anything, you know, you can dial in your masterpiece. And then once it's exactly the way you want it, we'll go to work and we'll make it happen. There's also a QR code on the back of here, so if you haven't heard enough of me already, you can catch another video of how it all works. Thank you, guys. All right. So we're moving on to our 10-minute presentation. You guys are going to want to move.
Yep. Do you need to do that for anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Allie?
No, she was here for one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, we're just going to want to scooch out of the way because otherwise we'll be blinded by the light here.
That's a song.
Yeah. Take a second to warm up and then you'll be good to go.
I was going to move this a little closer, Dave, so it picks up on the sound a little bit more.
Okay, yeah.
First off, I'd like to thank the Thompson Business Association for being able to present and be able to be the Business of the Month. A little bit about me. I'm a single mom, a veteran, a firefighter, a second generation entrepreneur. My mom actually owned a daycare for 20 years, a previous Primerica representative as well. That's actually how I started. I started as I wanted to find leads for myself, and then I fell in love with the digital side. And just kept growing from there. We help individuals and business create capture and capitalize them to their fullest potential through cutting-edge digital marketing. Most people know what marketing is, but digital marketing is the use of internet online platforms to promote, such as like Facebook, Instagram, different things like that. Activities, and there was different activities including SEO, social media, content creation, SEO itself improves website visibility. Why is it? It provides measurable results. The difference between traditional and digital marketing is traditional is physical. You have less pinpointed, it's more broad. It's limited engagement, you can't really get the feedback back. Limited and delayed feedback to analyze. And digital marketing is utilizes online channels, more targeted, down to like address, zip codes. Greater interaction, like with likes, shares, follows on different platforms, and you can have real-time data to analyze if your campaign is going well or not. Traditional marketing and digital marketing are pretty much interlined with promoting, having a targeted audience, utilizing creative content. They both are measurable. And offer a potential for integration, so like if just like your t-shirts go from the physical to the digital. Here's some of the five different digital marketing services that most people think of, such as SEO, pay-per-click, social media marketing, content marketing, email marketing. But there's even more out there. At SB Digital, we offer digital ads through Facebook, Instagram, Google, email marketing, Google rankings to get higher on Google, graphic design, podcast tour, getting introduced and presented as in podcasts, press to be in different press articles, optimizing through search engine optimization, social media suite, such as social media management, engagement, verification, video editing, edit your videos, website design, and to create a funnel. Why businesses and personalities use marketing to build the know, like, and trust factor. That's what that picture is showing. To build a brand, to have a community, sell products and services, show opportunities, to stay informed in front of your competition, to have higher ratings, to be known. If you're not known, you're not loved. Little activity. So everyone knows that social media is a growing aspect of business and personality branding. Picking the right one might be important for the folks. For example, for the market, for my industry, I'm focusing more on LinkedIn because I want to help accountants and professionals. A person that might sell soap might want to go on Pinterest. Something that's longer, more interactive with people kind of thing. But I'm not sure if anyone knows what the Black is, a new app that's out. Does anyone know what that Black app
is? You showed up Threads.
That's
right. Yeah, Threads is like the Twitter of
it's
Instagram.
Taken over Twitter. It's going at least to Instagram. So it's a tool that might be interesting or to look into your businesses. Another activity, really, if you searched yourself on Google, where do you rank? Do you rank where the ads go, where it would help with the ads? Are you in the local, like with the local, within your local area, or are you on the second page, where the best place to hide a body is on the second page of Google? I like that one. But, to increase organically, you can actually go and post would also increase your viewability in, within a narrative. I did the thank you earlier, this place hide a body, the second page. There's 95% of people don't even search past the first page. So if you're on page two or beyond, you're not going to get any calls or any business. The way you search for companies is the same as other people's search. So if you try to be more of an outside looking in. Most businesses are leaving money on the table because they're not being seen. They don't have the visibility on Facebook, on social media, or Google. They're not cultivating community, like having an email list, having a group on Facebook, different things like that. And they're not in front of their competition. I know in this area there's not too much competition, but like in bigger cities, bigger towns, there is more competition. They have to try to fight for it to be on top. You can have the best product and service in the world, but if you're not getting in front of your competition, creating the community or maintaining relationships, you're not going to grow and build. As for like the relationships, it's kind of like dating. If you're not interacting with your clients and not showing that you really care or that service first kind of stuff, they're going to go to someone else and it's going to be very hard for them to come back to you. So what do we do? We keep clients ahead of the competition, get ahead, stay ahead, get them ahead, and have a strong community of individuals that are ready to buy and refer services for me. Wouldn't it be nice to build a community through press and podcast source? So with the press, my team would get news articles to be able to have a better foundation and build your credibility and make them be more willing to pay more. Same thing with podcasts, where to show your knowledge, show your skills. So how does your company stand? Just think about it for a little bit, and how are you getting in front of your customer, your competition, creating that community, maintaining those relationships? Are you reaching out to people, seeing how they're doing, saying happy birthday, happy anniversary, different things like that? I know it's pretty fast, but is there any questions? Thank you, guys.
If I wanted to use you for my services and sign up to be with you, did you go over that? I missed it.
No, I didn't go over it, but it all depends. So I would want to have like a one-on-one with you.
Yep.
To see what you are looking for, see if there's something that I can help with, and also if it fits your budget and your goals. You know, like anything in life, you want the fastest and cost a little bit more, but if you're willing to do it over time, it'll cost less. Any other questions?
Sarah and Mike, if you want to take a second, 45 seconds, to tell us about your businesses.
Michael Claus Cleaning and Paint Services. So we do commercial residential painting, interior and exteriors, tile washing. So if you need a painter, give us a call.
Here's my other hat. We weren't driving in the convertible. If we were, we would have put our hat backwards. Sarah with Football Cleaning and Painting. I'm here for all your cleaning needs. A lot of people don't know this, but we do Airbnb turns. We're doing that. I have 9 properties that I turn on a regular basis right now for Airbnb because summer is that season. So if you have a need for someone that has an Airbnb property that needs help turning it and you don't want to do it anymore, you can do that too. So.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to Vice President of Promotions, Jody.
Okay, let's see. So I have the Pit Stop Pub Mixer event listed on the website. There's the QR code. Get registered. You guys have to go. It's coming up soon. It's going to be awesome. Weekend Warrior Pool Tournament is also up on the website. Registration is also open for that. There's the QR code. Get registered. Get in there. Website visibility. So we're holding steady at 640-plus views. Thompson Business Association is in the lead for keyword. Pit Stop Pub Mixer is coming in second. And this is a good one.
Yeah.
Thompson Local Business Directory is coming up for our website. All right, so that's pretty much all I got. Nothing new. Just get on there, check out the events page, get registered for some of these events, and happy networking.
Awesome. Thank you, Jody.
Are we meeting Matt yet on the Facebook post?
No. No.
We're getting there. We're getting there. And actually, this is Allie.
So we put some for you. I'm just I'm like, yeah, I'm full of screaming
in this case. You're helping me get a personal vendetta for posting.
Yes.
So just real quick, if anybody hasn't met Allie yet, Allie and her business partner, Nick.
I am testing the sound.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, there he is. Right now.
They have taken over the responsibility, the duties of doing the social media promotion for the Thompson Business Association. And Allie is going to be, or they're going to be coming in each month to do our live stream and give us the stats and tell us who is dominating posting in the Thompson Business Association.
Well, I have a job, so clearly not taking over. So we'll start with. Just to let everyone know, the Thompson Business Association has a physical Facebook page now. You can now tag it, you can message it, you can, you know, interact with it outside of the group. So now that is a physical page you can tag, which is really exciting. So if you have any fun pictures of our president, please tag them in those photos. So coming in top for our group for posting 20 posts in the month is the Vinyl Underground Sign Shop.
Yes, it is.
Coming in second is Vicky.
Oh,
like she's Primerica, right?
Yep. Primerica, yep. Yeah.
Next is DBC Solutions. Max Catering is coming up in fourth. The TBA's new page is coming up in fifth. Simply Soaps is coming up in sixth. We then have Flawless Cleaning coming up in seventh. Sarah's got to notch up her game a little bit.
I don't believe your stats are correct.
I would have to agree with that because I see your posts every day. So.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So then, coming in at 8, we have our Carrington Tax Service. Coming up in 9th is Your Page Today. And coming up in 10th is Sarah Kings again.
Oh, wow. All right.
So those are our top 10 contributors, guys.
Okay.
Keep up the good work. Are you posting enough?
Is that when you go to the top? So the page created there.
Yes.
Okay.
So for the group, the way it does is Facebook will categorize how often you guys are posting, and commenting is the top contributor. So if you're posting the same amount as someone else, but they have been posting more than you the previous month, it's going to keep ranking them a little bit higher.
And are you putting them on the business? Are you posting on your Facebook page, you're saying? Or?
Yeah, but then you're sharing with. What happens when you share with TBA? Because I do that sometimes too. I'll post it in my page, on my page, and then go in as a person and share it to TBA.
That will count as a post. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It matters how you're frequently doing it.
Okay.
So if you, like, 1 month post 10 posts, but in the previous month somebody posted 15, 20,
and then
you both rank the same for 1 month, you're still going to be lower.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know if that counted too.
Yeah, no. So the more you post, the more it'll show up, and the more it'll automatically categorize the data. So when we come in here, it'll actually show based on how much you guys are commenting, posting, and liking and engaging.
Oh.
So it's more than just posting. So when you're going in there and posting, you gotta like and comment, which I will say, Vinyl Underground has gotta beat me on the comments here, guys. How do you people start commenting?
I have a question. So if somebody posted a Killingly yard sale, for example.
Yeah.
And then they tag TBA, will that post count?
It's not a post, it's just a tag.
It's a tag.
Yeah.
So it can't be a tag, it's got to be a post.
Correct.
Yes.
But it could be shared.
could be something shared.
If you share it into the TBA page, then it'll count.
So you go in as Gary Kettle and share that stump.
That's why I'm getting double, because I'm doing it from Flawless and personal.
That's why I'm seeing your posts. So that makes me think of you, Bethany, because I know I see you post a lot.
She does.
But if you're not sharing them to the TBA, you're not going to make it on that list.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't share on the TBA website is because I think I would bombard you guys.
That's what we want. Yeah.
There's like 400 postings at any given time.
That's okay.
I mean, you don't have to share them all if you don't want to, but I mean, share.
Well, it's easy enough when you're already in there doing it.
You may as well.
Yeah.
Then when you share it, so you post it 21 grids and then you share it and as many as you want. So it's just another click, but absolutely.
Okay. There we go.
400.
Yeah, you're looking the
dust. I'm sure you'll share something I want.
She will. You'll find something.
Okay, let's move on to, thank you, Allie.
Thank you, guys.
Let's move on to Brian Yacino with a membership report.
Just so you know, I posted something on Facebook. My daughter laughed at me.
Oh, I saw it.
Well, it ended up being attached to a comment I made about having COVID last August.
Oh, no. That's okay.
I'm glad you guys are happy with all of this. Anyway, membership. We have 67 members, so we've got less than half a year left to get up to our 100. What I've been doing, and it's not, people haven't taken advantage yet, I carry in all of my vehicles our dear fellow business leader letter from Dan Bennett, and it tells all about us, and it's got the QR code, and then the Thompson Business Association application.
I wrote that. I don't have it printed out in my vehicle.
Well, see, in my business all these years, I got two people maybe out of 40 car dealers and maybe 150 people. Two people would use email. I got a couple of texts. They don't use Facebook. They sometimes advertise cars on Craigslist now, but my business hasn't used all this tech. So I don't either. But anyway, keep plugging. Anybody you do business with in the surrounding towns and within Thompson, see if they're interested, and point them to the website if nothing else. That's all I have.
No new businesses this month?
Well, I have it under TBA. I can tell you.
Oh, under the PA?
Yeah. At the EDC meeting last month, which is 3 weeks ago now, we had a new business, BUFF. It's an investment club. We had Mark Benoit Painting, painting contractor. Jax, it's just the name. He's a handyman. And for some reason, LaFramboy's Well Drilling.
Oh, that's right. I remember talking about that.
Yeah.
No, but did anybody ever figure out what that was about? Somebody was going to call.
Yeah, and I don't know why, if they had a different person put on the business or what, because we know that's a long-established business. May have new businesses next week for EDC, and I always pass them on to Dan, who at least attempts to make a call and introduce himself.
I'll invite them to the mixer.
I can, I can get you their contact information. So that's it for now, I think.
Okay. Sandy, you're up.
All righty. So here is the treasurer's report. In our main account, we have $3,757.17. There's the one outstanding check to WYNY for $80. And just as an FYI, to date, we've spent $267.46 towards the mixer coming up.
Oh, the Weekend Warrior account currently has $1,423.78. Just as an FYI, Roger Boysbert with Man Around the House called me and said, I have a guy who's working for me who'd like to make a donation. Next thing I know, the guy showed up with a $250 check for the Weekend Warriors.
Nice.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
So, our backup account has the Weekend Warrior backup account has $10,109.57 in it. Thanksgiving account has $423.80. And currently the golf tournament account has $5,195.49. Just as another FYI, one of my clients reached out to me today and saw the post about needing a truck for the Weekend Warrior program, so he asked how he could donate. So I called Dave, and Dave set up a new account for the Weekend Warriors, our truck fund account. And so, like the pool tournament and anything else we specify specifically towards the truck will go in there. And we started it with $500 from the backup account, the Weekend Warrior backup account. So, yep, that's what's going on. Any questions?
I just have a question on this truck. I haven't been to a couple meetings, so I don't know if it was discussed or I don't know if there's any minutes I can review, but has anybody researched, and they probably have seen, you've got to this point, but I just have several questions. Like, one is, where is it going to be stored? How much insurance is going to be? Is it, seeing that we're a nonprofit, are we allowed to have a truck?
Oh, yeah.
Is not cheaper to just to go rent one or approach like somebody that has a U-Haul franchise to see if they can give us a break on the one time a month that we need it, or two times a month?
So,
and maintenance.
There's a lot of questions. So, storing it, I was going to check with the property management people to see if they'd let us park there. They do let other vehicles park there that are renting units, so didn't know if that would be a problem, but I will approach them about that. Worst case, I don't even care if it parks here, it's in my yard, or I talk to somebody else. I don't care. Insurance, I think Jay gave me a quote. Jay Long had given me a quote about insurance, and it was not. He was adding it as a vehicle on our commercial policy. So
it's a separate policy.
Yeah, it wasn't very much. I think it was basic coverage. We just picked one. Dave Schaftling found one, and I said, hey, how much would it be to insure this? But honestly, I think it was like $600 or something super, super cheap for the year.
Okay, so
just
for a second on the insurance?
Yeah.
Might have been for $600.
So that's a $2 million liability policy?
That's separate.
Because as a commercial vehicle, if somebody gets in an accident on the way down to pick up food, I don't want to be on the hook as a TBA member being sued because somebody was negligent.
He did say that it was part of our policy. He didn't say it was a separate. Oh, maybe that's how he was trying to
dumb
it down.
So I think if you get that for $600, I just find that. And that's full coverage.
You know what? If we get one, we'll get all the details about the insurance. I can't say that I'm really up to date about any of the coverages, but I worked in insurance for 17 years, so I understand it a little bit, and especially the claims end of it. But we will cross that bridge when we get to it. We don't have enough money to buy it yet, so not even at that point. But rates may change by then, so we were just putting feelers out right now.
I have a question, too. Are you incorporated?
We are an LLC.
You might want to look into that too, because we have a special rider for our board and we are incorporated, and my understanding is if you're not incorporated, board members could be sued individually.
Anybody can be sued for anything at
just
any point.
I would look into that, and incorporating is not that
no hard. It's not a big deal,
right?
So we could see, we're an LLC right now, but we'll we're a nonprofit. TBA is an LLC. Yeah.
The Weekend Warrior really is separate from the TBA anyway.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will just say that I think it would be a wise idea to have a meeting, like a separate meeting for the Weekend Warrior, and discuss the whole truck thing make sure all the bases are being covered.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I just have one more question, and I'll just leave it alone. If you don't raise enough money to buy a truck, what happens to it?
To the money?
To the people that donate the money for the truck, or is it? Where's it going?
I don't think we even got to that far. Like, if we choose to not get one, I don't know. We'll discuss it then, I guess. I don't know.
The
I never thought about giving the money back. We don't even have
a vehicle. Like,
renting a Penske truck for $250 a trip, and then, you know, we've missed out on a lot of opportunities to get extra food because we don't have that truck.
Well, I understand that, but I when we were getting food at the beginning of the year, the food was twice a month.
Right.
So where do we get the, where do we miss the extra food?
So,
I don't know. Well, the truck wasn't big enough?
Yes.
What truck are you referring to?
Like a pickup truck that they were using.
Okay, yes. So the truck wasn't big enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do I want to say? Like, it's time consuming. I don't have the time to rent a vehicle, or I feel like it would throw the money out the window, honestly. I don't have the time to go rent a truck every Tuesday myself. I'm taking an entire day to go do this.
Yeah, with, here, you've done the ride. It's a whole day.
No, I understand that.
Not everybody understands that. You've done it, I've done it, yeah. Dan's done it. Only a handful have done the run. It is the entire day. Not wasted, but wasted doing this. It's not like you go for an hour and you're back doing life. It's the whole day process.
And the thing is that if we have our own truck, many, many times, I have turned down fresh produce, other deliveries that they've gotten. They email us if they get something like this that we could, like, turn around and hand out to the seniors at the senior center on Monday if we wanted to, that we've had to say no to. What did we say no to just a couple weeks ago? Bananas. Because we had no one who could go get them and no vehicle to go get them. And, like, I can't fit into my car. Like, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little, like, I'm getting riled up. I'm passionate about this because I do spend a lot of time involved in this program. And just having a vehicle there would be so much, it would make this process a whole lot easier.
So, I know I said one last question.
Unless you want to do it every month, Gary.
Is it a new truck or is it going to be a used truck?
We're looking for a used box truck.
Just for example, we've got a refrigerator, and the refrigerator, I have heard, had a little problem, and it had to be fixed.
Just needs to be cleaned.
It just has to be cleaned. Yeah,
okay, so I need to be prepared for that and all that stuff. I'm just saying.
Yep. I think definitely should plan a meeting, a weekend warrior meeting, and just discuss all the logistics of the truck. I think it's a good idea.
When we get to that part, I was going to explain that we will be having.
All right, we're moving on. Ann, you're up.
I think I'll talk about something joyful.
Thank you. I thought this was
something joyful. We are the Youth Service Bureau for the towns of Thompson, Pomfret, Woodstock, and Putnam. And what that means is that our primary, we have to, we're charged by the state, we are required by the state to engage with those districts to see how we can help students and families do their best. And as you know, there's a huge attendance problem in the state of Connecticut right now. I could go into all the reasons for that, and some of them are some of our laws. Our laws are very different than other states. And many districts, all districts in Connecticut, have lost students completely during the pandemic. I actually had worked with a couple of young men who left the Woodstock district during the pandemic and have not returned, and Woodstock lost track of them, and they've been out of school for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So they will not be returning to school. Their education ended, one in eighth grade and one in sixth grade. And this is not uncommon. Not uncommon at all. Once a student has left the district, they're lost to the district. So when we became a Youth Service Bureau in 2019, and we tried to look at what being a Youth Service Bureau meant, it was just kind of out there. We just really weren't sure. You know, the state had no clear guideline as to exactly what we should do. So we just got out and started engaging kids. And I'm happy to say that we often engage kids who are marginalized, kids who just aren't fitting in, kids who don't feel they have a place in school. And we try to create programs for those kids in order to engage them and then to start to mix them in with the general population of kids. I will tell you that our youth programs are full. Many of our volunteer youth programs, our Got Drama program, our hand-in-hand program for young families is full. Our creative expressive arts, which meets down in Putnam, and all of these are free, is full, so that kids can come down and kind of work out some of the things that they're dealing with. Our OK to Be You group is a new group that's starting up to support kids who are struggling with who they are and their identity. So that's the good news. Our attendance mentoring program then came about and started right here in Thompson. And in the first year, we got 48 kids back to school, and there were 48 kids that weren't in school, so we were just like, yeah, that's great. But that was during the pandemic, and that just meant getting them back online. Now, what students are struggling with is students who, during the pandemic, became very anxious. Many of them do not leave their house. So we might go out in the morning and try to get that student into school. If we get them into school, that's great. If we don't, we might go out again in the afternoon and say, hey, what's getting in your way? Can we get you ready for tomorrow morning? Let's get your backpack ready. Let's make sure you get a good dinner so that you're going to be there tomorrow. And we'll just keep working with them until we get them back. We have a grant through Centerville Bay that allows us now to serve the towns, all four towns, and we will continue to serve all four towns. So we met with Melinda Smith the other day. It'll be scaled back a little bit in Thompson because we were using some of the money that they got because they were an opportunity district, and that's not coming through anymore, so we're going to scale it back to what we're giving to the other schools, but we will help whatever students that they need us to help, and we'll reach our capacity. So we have contracts with all those schools. And then the last thing that's really cool about Thompson is that we wrote a grant through Verizon and just got it about 2 weeks ago, and we are going to be ordering 1,000 tulip and daffodil bulbs.
Oh, nice.
And every student in the district in the fall with their class or somehow, Melinda's trying to figure out how we do it, we're going to go out and plant those bulbs on the hill where they took down all the trees to try to beautify that a little bit, and each student will plant one bulb, and the message will be, we want you to be here with us in the spring to see these bulbs.
Oh, nice.
So that's just, I think, a really nice piece of what we get to do. We do get to do some really fun things
that's
for
really
the kids.
Cute.
So I wanted you to know more about that. If you're interested in what we do with youth, we also run a juvenile review board, which is a diversionary program, and we have 38 open cases right now. It means 38 families we're working with. They're referred to us through the police, state and local police, through the schools, and these are students who might be in a court system, but we're trying to divert them out, and that is also state mandated. We have a volunteer board that meets twice a month, and then we have a work program we're going to be working to help have them come out. We're looking for some inside things that need to be done to help the community, so that on the days when the work program happens, we could go in and paint a wall of a church or fix something. We're trying to give the kids some skills too. So if you have any ideas about that. And then the last thing is, we do have a mentoring program. We always have a mentoring program. And if you're interested in working with a youth one-on-one, come talk to us. Thank you.
Nice.
All right, thank you. Okay, Tira, you're up.
So, some actual updates for things, which I had organized in my head and they've all gone out of order, but the first thing coming up is next, one week from tonight, here in the library, 6:30, we are going to be doing a public presentation with the developer for the River Mill, updates on where we are in the process, some of what the challenges are, and essentially just providing what people have been asking for, which is to know what's going on, because a lot of what has been happening is very much in the background because it's not visible. There's an assumption that nothing is happening. So this is what that's going to be about. And it's going to include also some discussion of some of the general economic development initiatives outside the mill. And it's going to end with a Q&A. So it's going to be 6:30 to 8, an hour for the presentation, a half hour for Q&A.
That's next Thursday here.
Wednesday.
Right. 1 week from tonight.
It's in place of
the EDC meeting. That's right.
It's in place of the EDC meeting. So Brian Ducino will be your MC, and he's going to be getting a meeting. I'm going to be one of the presenters, the developer. Amy's going to talk a little bit, and both the Towns Council and the Developers Council. We've all got sort of some stuff to share. So that's that.
That's open to the public.
it is a public engagement event.
Do we want
people to come and hear?
Do we promote that?
I sent in a press release yesterday or the day before. What is today? Wednesday. So yesterday. So that will be published in the Villager.
We can put it on the website. We can have Allie promote it on Facebook.
I will send it to you tomorrow because I'm also going to send it to Winnie tomorrow. I essentially, let the Villager have the first stab at it. But yes, we do want people here. Amy, I think, is trying to arrange to have it live streamed as well.
Great.
I don't know what kind of capacity they have here for that as opposed to this.
We're live streaming right now.
Well, there you have it then. And it did come together sort of very quickly. We've been talking about it for, a couple few months, but schedules had to align and they finally did. So tell me that. The other thing, we had a con call this afternoon between the partners on the 65 Main planning project. So as you guys know, that is, I have a pair of grants both for renovation and planning for the eventual conversion of that town-owned building into a small business support center. The renovation stuff is already out to bid. We should be awarding the roof contract within the next week. Following that will be the hazmat abatement. And then Brian Santos and I are acting effectively as GCs on that. We have to decide which piece we're going to bid after that. The other piece of that is the planning project, and that's a separate grant through the USDA. And we talked about the first piece of that we're going to take action on, which is the publishing of an RFP for a permaculture design consultant for the half-acre grounds, but also that is attached to 3.2 acres on the backside of Riverside Park, which is currently inaccessible to the public. Because that's going to be a public facility, we now have the ability to sort of open that up to the public, and we're looking at a food forest to sort of carry that theme over of food systems, agriculture, sustainability, and that's going to be pretty exciting. So that RFP is going to be published, all things going well, by Monday, and then hopefully by mid-August we'll be selecting a consultant on that. Then the next piece of that is going to be the workshop to develop the curriculum for the facility. Our time frame to start that is going to be sometime in the month of October. So the next partners call that we're going to have is going to be how we want that workshop to look. Brian Yacino has been attending the calls. Dan hasn't been able to because they're, work day and he's swinging hammers or whatever it is he does every day. Certainly want to get TDA's input on how that year-long workshop process should look to make sure that we're doing what I've always said it will do, serve the need of the actual small business community within Thompson, startups, existing businesses, in addition to some of the extra special focus on agriculture and food system startups. So that's all pretty exciting. And then what was the other? Oh, and I had, related to the presentation next week, I had invited all of our elected officials, federal and state level, because it's short notice, most of them won't be able to make that. However, Senator Blumenthal's aide did respond to me and say he would like to come up and meet at least with me to discuss sort of the small business community and needs in the town. I have pitched back to him, hey, look, the Thompson Business Association meets on the second Wednesday of every month, and that is an option for you to come in here. So he hasn't responded to me. I can't, promise that will happen, but they've been very, Blumenthal's office in particular has been very responsive about sending people up here to do, public events and the sort of the rah-rah stuff, and that was his offer, not me asking him. So I will keep you posted on that so we can schedule that. I think he'd be looking for August or September to do that.
Okay, cool. So,
very cool.
And as always, I'm happy to answer any questions. Gary.
I was right over there myself.
We all did. All right, you asked for it. So
yes. Oh, no.
The area that's not available that you want for the food forest, is it going to have a water source?
Well, the whole thing will eventually have a water source, yes, as we are moving on. Actually, now that you mention it, because we are going out to bid on that abatement, we are already talking about reconnecting the water since it's been winterized. Now, that was not with the intention of serving the community garden, which I know is why you're asking, but once it's hooked up, yes, then the water's hooked up. So there will be a water source, at least for as long as that renovation's going on.
Okay, and then for research, you should look up James P. from New Jersey on food forest. He has one in his backyard. It's amazing.
Okay, yeah, there's some fantastic projects out there. There's a great one in Atlanta. There's a beautiful one in JP. And the Northeast actually has a good concentration of permaculture, either organizations or professionals. So I'm super excited to see what comes back in that bit.
Yeah.
Very cool. Question. Can you give a 30-second response on any update with St. Joseph's school building?
I can. And actually,
wonderful bumpy street that it feeds off of.
I gotcha. So St. Joseph's was approved. It was approved by planning and zoning, and they have closed their sale. I don't know at what point they are starting their construction, but I know that they are expecting to have those apartments online by the end of 24. Seems like a long time, but it goes by pretty quickly. I have just submitted a grant to DECD's Community Investment Fund. Thompson is one of, I think, 55 eligible communities. You get on that list by either being a distressed community or an alliance district. We are an alliance district. The distressed thing is a very specific cap. It's the bottom 25. So we might be 26. If we're 26, we're not distressed. Right? Whatever. We are an alliance district. Doesn't matter. We're eligible. I just submitted a $3.9 million request to the state. The main portion of that request, roughly $3.3 million of that, is to do a full depth reconstruction of Main Street plus the sidewalks up to where they currently end in front of that old church. The other is to close the renovation funding gap for 65 Main, and then the third piece, which is kind of a little extra, is to renovate Swanson Park and the oddball little memorial that's out here in front of the river. These grants are competitive. I can't say that we will or won't get it. I have no idea. What I can tell you is that I sent in a very strong application with letters of support from Rep. Murphy, both of our state senators, the developer of St. Joseph's School, the developer for Superior Bakery, which has finally closed and they're going to start work on. So all of these things are happening now. We're well positioned. If we don't get this grant, I'm going to turn around and send it in the next round. They're opening two rounds a year, and they do give feedback on the applications. So if there are weaknesses in the application, they're going to tell me what they are, and I'm going to fix it. So a lot of potential.
Good.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Okay. Thank you, Tara. Brian, EDC report. Or was it covered?
Well, a lot of the EDC does have to do with grants, and last month we also had some budget issues which are really not relevant here. Mentioned the new businesses already. We do have a standing agenda item to update on TBA. So people in town, even EDC, anybody who follows EDC is aware of what the TBA is doing. Everything. Now, Business of the Year is coming up, and we're going to be under kind of a crunch because next week's EDC meeting is not going to, it won't be a regular business meeting. I don't know if I dropped the ball. I was supposed to update the form on our website, and the 2021 form is still up there. Which would work if you wanted to pull down a form. I have 10 up here on the podium. We really need your input. We're looking for businesses usually pretty well established in the town, people who have been active in the town, maybe active in groups like this. Active and volunteering. Like I tell people, when you're picking a business of the year, it's not just, oh, they had a nice waiter and they brought me my salt. That's not what we're looking for. Think about that. I should have the updated one online, hopefully this week. But again, take one of these, take a picture of one of these, whatever is comfortable for you, and contact me if you have any questions. Since we're missing next month's meeting, we will have to choose at the September meeting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I got a question.
Sorry.
Is the EDC, is the business of the year anybody, it's open to the public for people to nominate?
Yeah.
So Jody just volunteered to put it on the website.
Yeah.
And we can also put that on Facebook as well.
Okay. Yeah, and you can nominate your own business. There's nothing wrong with that if you're inclined to do that. Kim's saying no. Well,
I would not.
Some people might. Maybe they're doing it on behalf of their employees or something, you know. So there could be a reason to do that. I just don't want you to be embarrassed if you have a good reason to nominate your own business. So that's the big one for us. We have one concerning the sidewalk grant for Riverside Drive. It's 98% complete. We talked about last month. Contractors returning in September to complete two more crosswalks, and they're going to attack the Blaine Road intersection, which is something I've been waiting for. There was nothing else really outstanding. I can cut it there, and we'll have more for you next month.
Cool.
All right, moving on. You're done, Brian? Sorry.
Yep. No, that's
okay.
Good.
Missy's not here, so Winnie Radio, Chris Nelson, and Bethany are going on next Tuesday. You guys are good with that?
Mm-hmm.
And then in August, we have Allie signed up, but we still have an open spot in August and beyond. So
I might try to make August to promote the golf tournament. Would that be okay?
Jump on and
then you wouldn't in September.
What's that?
Then you wouldn't in September. So.
Right, because it would be too late to promote it in September.
Right.
Because it would be just like a couple days before the tournament.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, you would do that on Tuesday?
It's actually after the tournament in September.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
The third one?
Mm-hmm. So, okay. That's that. And now we are a little bit behind schedule. We don't have a lot for special orders to deal with, but we have the Weekend Warrior and the golf tournament report still to go.
Okay. So I'm just going to, we talked about the truck. I'm going to skip that part. We purchased two new freezers for Weekend Warrior. We called yesterday. We had many frozen things, and frozen things are super important right now because it's so stuck. In that room. So we have a commercial size fridge. We also had a chest freezer. We called JT Appliance on the way back from picking up our delivery yesterday to see if they had some kind of commercial freezer and stuff. They did not, but they gave us a darn good deal on a stand-up, a 13 cubic foot stand-up and a smaller chest. They were floor models. They gave them to us for $900, and so we picked them up yesterday. So now we have more freezer space, which is awesome. We talked about the truck, but the pool tournament is coming up. I don't see it on here, but we have a pool tournament coming up to help fund for the truck. More importantly, what's going on next week, we have our elderly delivery, the deliveries to our elderly in the community on Thursday. And because the mixer is on Tuesday, usually would ask for help on Tuesday and Wednesday. But I'm looking for a lot of help on Wednesday because we won't be able to do anything on Tuesday. So I'm looking for a lot of help Wednesday night. And if anybody's available during the day on Thursday to get the bags ready for the seniors. My goal is to empty out, now the school's out, it's the middle of summer, I want to empty out our headquarters with all our food so we can clean it and then start fresh in September. So I have three food distribution events set up on the books right now. On the 24th of July, it's a Monday, from 4 to 5, we're going to be at River Mill Village. I spoke to Christine. She's going to get an ice cream truck there at the same time. So I'll need help on that Monday, the 24th. preferably somebody who has pickup trucks to help me like load up a couple trucks. We're going to be right in front of their community center on that day. We're also doing an event at Carriage Square that Pat Sharon, if anybody's worked with us before, Pat Sharon helps us. She lives at Carriage Square. So she arranged that one. The one over, right behind us, right here. Yep. So we're going to do an event there. And then we're also doing an event at Gladys Green, the Pine View Courts. So the Carriage Square is on the Tuesday, which is the 25th. The Pine View Courts and Gladys Green event is going to be on the 27th. And those are going to be from 11 to noon. The ones at the elderly complexes are going to be from 11 to noon. So if anybody's available during the day to give a hand, that would be awesome. But my goal is to get through as much as we can.
And that's July 24th, 25th,
and 27th? Yes. Okay. Yep.
Danny, do you want to add it to the website?
I think you did, didn't you?
I mean, I wasn't sure if you wanted me to post on the event page, or should I?
Yeah, you can. Because it doesn't matter, I'm setting up at those communities, but to be perfectly honest, it doesn't matter where the people come from.
Okay.
They can come and pick, and I made that clear. I think we said that in the flyer, just to tell,
Anything, like, you want volunteer help for those, if you just kind of write it up, a little bit of information about the dates and stuff, and send it over to Allie, it'll go on Facebook.
So I'll tell you how many people I'm looking for each date and time.
Perfect.
And somebody with vehicles. I'll tell you all those dates. Okay. All right. And that's all I have.
Awesome. Thank you, Sandy.
Can I have the pool tournament for a few seconds?
Yep.
I have flyers for the pool tournament if anybody wants to hang them anywhere in my bag. Pool tournament starts at 2, but there's also that we're neglecting to mention or fill in there. There is a chicken barbecue dinner available that evening as well. I'm hoping that after tomorrow I'll feel better and be able to get ticket printed this weekend so we can start getting a head count for that as well, because Crystal needs a head count for the food part of it as well.
What's the date of the pool tournament?
August 12th. Dinner will be served from 5 to 8, or 5 to 7 if I take it like that.
We'll have a cake.
Well, someone's bringing a cake to the mixer for my birthday, but anyways. if you have a cake, I heard.
Really?
I think
someone is.
It is a pool tournament. You do not have to be associated with any league. Just come out, play pool, have fun. We're not doing it based on a skill level. It's a race to 3. Whoever wins 3 first moves on in the bracket. Just like basketball brackets, you win and you watch. So you do not have to be associated with the league. Just come shoot. You can shoot like crap and win. If you get the 9 ball and snap, you win. So that's that. I'm playing, I suck, so. You know.
No, it's not challenging. If you get the 9 ball and a snap, you win, she says.
Like,
I don't even know what that means.
That means.
All right.
I'm going to get the 9 ball in. What did she say?
Let's do it.
Something.
All right.
Something.
Chris, you're up.
It's already just about 2 months left before the golf tournament. What we're still talking to people about foursomes, and we will do that all the way until 2 weeks before that. But right now, what we're looking for is gifts like baskets. If you have a business, or you can talk to someone else who has a business that they want to promote their business. They can make a basket, they can a gift card, whatever. Just so that we have those for drawing. That's a huge thing for us. Right now we don't have a count. We don't have a hard count on, as far as the foursomes, because that usually within the last month, that's when everybody starts really sending their money in and letting us know. So that's what we're looking for. We've been looking at some live prizes. Missy's been working with that and doing a lot of work with that. But right now we're, like I said, we have a good, well, Celeste and I talk about it all the time. We have a good feeling as far as, again, growing over what we did last year. So if you can, like I said, especially the gifts, the prizes, you can, gift cards. Think about it yourself or anybody you know who owns a business or who just wants to donate.
Can I just add something?
No.
we hand out gift bags at the golf tournament. I'm not listening.
Goodie bags.
Yeah, what are gifts?
Trashy bags.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to put their stuff, their promo items into the bag, last year I did shot glasses. That went over big on the golf tournament. On the golf course. Yeah. but if you want to put anything in, please let us know. We'll get it into the bag.
Charlene is asking for those to be in by September 1st, so that she has plenty of time to get those packed up and get them moving. So that's something that she's asked for. So, does anyone need flyers to sign up for sponsorships or anything like that?
I don't have any place to put them, so okay.
Well, no, I mean, even to sign up your own teams or anything like that. So, we have plenty of flyers left. We've been leaving them at golf courses. So for men and women leagues that are going on and things like that, if you can just get as much information out to people as you possibly can. This is our biggest fundraiser that we do. Our biggest, and we've added a couple of new little nuances to the tournament this year. We have our $10,000 pole in one prize, and we've just added on a little contest for the putting contest, and you buy a ticket, you get put in a raffle. And you can, if you get a 60-foot putt, one person is allowed to get a 60-foot putt, and they win it, it's $2,500. So,
that's a fun thing.
So there's, I don't know if you're aware of it, but Thompson Golf Course, whatever you want to call it.
Raceway.
They own other golf courses.
Yeah.
They have one in Pasco,
Sebastian.
So yeah. I don't know if you've got flyers down there.
We do. Yeah, down in Melody Hills.
Yeah,
then we have them at Harrisville.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to get them out to Dudley will let us put them out. I need to get out there. Yeah. And they'll let us do it.
All set? Okay, cool. One more time I want to say it because a few of us weren't here when I said it in the beginning. We have made special arrangements with Max Catering tonight. They're normally only open till 8 p.m., but knowing that we're going to bring a group of people there, that they've agreed to stay open later for us. So when the meeting ends, if everybody could just help us get the chairs and everything, the tables packed up quickly so we can get out of here and respect them and their time, that would be awesome. Thank you. So really not much to this. What's left? Do we need
the mixers?
Any? Yeah.
Okay. So right.
Just for the first one for next week.
Yeah, I know. So I have invites. I'm going to send out to the Quinnebog, or I did already send out to the Quinnebog vicinity businesses that we don't interact with that often. So I sent those out the ideas I got. I'm sending one to Karen Graphics, all the lists that you have, the three new people. Anybody have any ideas? Anybody businesses that we may be missing? It stinks because there's no real one generalized list of businesses in the area. So, Mr. Donahue is calling.
Love Lombloys.
Yeah.
Nova Tool, Century Tool. Let's get some of the people up on the Thompson Hill side as well.
Okay.
And see if we can get some of those.
Okay, you can take from here, Mr. Donahue's.
Okay.
Hey. I'm at the meeting, so are you right now. You're on Facebook Live. Do you want me to put you on speaker? Are you coming?
Okay. Okay, so there's one thing that, last month when we did the, the month before, when we had the mixer.
Okay.
We've always just been asking, you guys, I know for the golf tournament, you want a ton of raffle, drawing baskets. But I think for our mixers, what I want to start doing is asking for two baskets. Because last time when we did it, there ended up being everybody there had a prize. There was 12 prizes. And what happens is it's just watered down. And it's it doesn't even mean anything anymore. So the idea is that if we get two businesses to step up and give a nice door prize basket, then when we give them away, we can emphasize that business and it will have some value to them. So we don't have any for next week. So if anybody would like to step up and do that, that would be great.
You said you only want two?
Right. Two businesses. And that's it for that. The other mixer, because Nick wasn't here for the meeting tonight, But I called him yesterday, so the three of us are going to get together this week for lunch or something and go over the details. But just so everybody knows, Donahue Landscaping, Nick Donahue, has graciously decided to take on the entire mixer next time. He's going to do it at his location. He's going to supply the drinks, the food, the whole nine yards. So we're going to get the details together for that very shortly, and we'll have that for next month's meeting.
Can you give credit to Meg for that, though? Not Nick.
Okay, sure. What's up?
Just one thing that people need to think about when they're doing the mixers and when they're having them on their locations, they need to look at the event policy if there's liquor involved, because liquor liability is not covered under the TBA's commercial policy.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that there's coverage and that nobody gets
in trouble.
Difficulties.
Thank you for that, Celeste.
You're very welcome.
Awesome. Well, that's it. We actually got out of here. Does anybody have any announcements they would like to make? And then we'll do the drawing for business of the month, and we're done.
I thought that's why we
don't forget your business of the year.
So that we could have liability.
Yeah, but unless we bought it because we were going to do events that we're going to have out. That's why we bought it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did you go?
Yeah, you did.
No,
give me a second. We're not done.
Do you want your music?
No. You just want somebody to draw a card.
Yeah.
Your page today.
Yay. All right, Jody. So we'll give that right to Brian. There you go. There was nobody had any announcements they wanted to make? We're done?
Does everybody remember to come next week here?
Next week.
Tonight.
Yep.
6:30 to 8:00.
I will be here. Okay. I'm calling this meeting, or meeting's adjourned. Have a good night. Thank you.
Yeah, but I don't have the contact information.